Congratulations. You've just created a video game. Maybe your first video game. Hopefully you had a lot of fun creating it and you learned a couple of things along the way. What I want to show you now is how you can add your own style to the game. How you can get creative with the code. You know, change the way it looks and feels. Change the background, change the robot to something you prefer, or change some of the objects, the obstacles in there. Now, maybe you even want to change the way the game is played. Change the difficulty, change the way it's scored. These are some of the things that I'm going to show you right here. If you like, you can try working along by putting the video in one browser window and opening another window with Touch Develop. You can pause the video as we go along and try out these changes. Or, if you prefer, you can just watch this entire video and get some ideas for later. Let's get started making some changes. Alrighty, let's go ahead and get started. I'm going to go to aka.ms. Whoopsie, yep, here we go. /jetpack complete. There we go. I'm going to click on fork on touch develop here, and that's going to take me in, and I can click on edit. Now, if you like, you can continue where you left off, but basically this drops us into our code editor. Alrighty. First thing we want to do is we want to add a new picture. We want to add that to the art section, and the way to do that is we go up here to the add, and we pick a picture resource. That's what we want to add. Alrighty. Scroll down over here to search art pictures. I'm going to search for space. Okay. Looking, Oh, Tyler Evans, that one, space. Yeah, that's what I'm going to use. So now you can see the preview of what we've got. Let's go and add it to the code. Scroll, go back to the main code. In here, we want to set the background scene. Let's tap on that line, go change the city background. Just delete that with cut and change it to space. Okay, now let's run and see what that looks like. There you go. Jumpers in space. Okay. Looking good. Now, what if we wanted to change the jumper? Make him look a little nicer. We're going to go ahead and add another picture. Go down to picture resource, scroll down. I'm going to search art pictures again, and this time I'm going to search for a space beagle. You can do whatever you want. I'm doing space beagle. Yep, that one. I like it. Okay, let's go add that to the code. Let's go into main. Here we go, let's see. Okay, over here where it says create picture robot, we're gonna change that robot picture, cut that out, and let's make that our space beagle. Okay, let's run it and see what happens. Yep, my beagle's in space. Okay. Now it's kind of strange, that space beagle and the variable's called robot, that doesn't really make sense. So let's delete the robot name or rename it. Actually, let's go, let's rename that. Let's call it hero. That'll make it easier to keep track of the hero. And you'll notice that once we rename it, it renames it all over. So now we've got our variable renamed as hero. Now, let's say you wanted to change some of the obstacles that you're running into. Those obstacles are picked in the get picture piece of code. If we come down here, you'll see that there's a random number picked, and then based on that number, we're choosing from any one of 5 different pictures. So let's say you wanted to change magnet, for example. Could go there. So let's assume you've uploaded something. We come here and cut the magnet picture and replace it with whatever you want. I'm going to go ahead and leave it as a magnet, but you could make it whatever you want. So that's how you change art in your script. To summarize, you upload an image, change the code to use the image. Once you get comfortable with that, you can start adding sounds, animations, but there are other ways to change the look and feel. Let's try adding some movement to our hero. Let's head back to our main piece of code here, and let's scroll down all the way down to the bottom here where it says hero on every frame. We want to make a change here, so let's go to the bottom there and add a new line. What we're going to do is have the angle of the hero change based on its speed and the y direction. So we're going to add an if statement. It says, if hero, and let's go and get his speed in the y direction. Alrighty. If that is less than 0, we want to angle him up. So let's go set hero speed. Sorry, angle. I want to go set the angle. Yeah, let's set the angle to negative 20, which is going to have him go up a little bit. Great. And then if he's not going negative in the y direction, the other thing we want to do is hero set angle. And we're going to set that to positive 20. Okay. Now let's run the code and see what that looks like. Yep, my beagle's tilting. It's tilting. It's tilting. Oh, that's a little bit harder. Now, that change we just made, it doesn't just change the feel of the game. It makes it change the difficulty a little bit. Depending on the angle, if you noticed, it might make it easier or harder to get between the objects. Try experimenting with the angles that we set and see what you like. Now, while we're talking about difficulty, there's a bunch of other ways you can make the game harder or easier. Look for these lines of code in your script. When you change any of these parameter values, it changes how difficult the game is. You're going to need to play around with the combinations, really dial in the right level of difficulty for you and your friends. I'm going to show you what happens when you change the spacing between those objects and the number that are on screen, and, of course, the size. Let's look at what that looks like. Let's go ahead and scroll down to this for loop. That's where the obstacles are created. Now, let's change that 4 to a 3, so it's only going to create 3 obstacles for us. Okay, and now let's adjust the spacing between the obstacles. So let's go up here and change that 200. We're going to make it 267. The reason I'm doing 267 is because the board is about 800 pixels wide, and 800 divided by 3 is about 267. So that gives them approximate even spacing between the obstacles. Now, one last thing, we just made it easier by adding, making it only 3 obstacles instead of 4 and increasing the spacing. So let's go make them a little bit bigger to try and balance things out. So down here, let's go to set height. Let's go inside there and edit that 100 and make it 150. There's one other place down here. There it is. Let's edit that and let's make that one 150 as well. Okay, let's run this and see what it looks like. Big, whoa. Okay, so maybe 150 is a little too big. Let's go back, let's change that 150. Let's just make it back to 100, I think that'll be fine. Change it there, let's go down, there's that other place there, go inside, let's edit it, make it 100, okay. All right, let's try that again. Oh, that looks pretty good. Yep, I think I like that. Yeah, let's stick with that. As you can see, you really need to experiment with the combinations of changes that you can make to get the right level of difficulty. Okay, so now we've looked at how you can change the look and feel of the game, and how you can change the difficulty of the game. But those are just scratching the surface. The possibilities of code are limitless. Let's think about another way that the gameplay can be changed. What if we wanted to change the way scores happen in the game? Let's say when the hero goes and hits a tomato, instead of losing a life, how could we get him to score? What does that look like in code? Let's take a look. Let's go ahead and scroll down to this place. All right, right there. If obstacle overlaps with hero. We're going to go ahead and make a little change in here. So let's tap on that line and add a line above it. And we're going to add an if statement. It says if, I'm going to look at the obstacle. And we're going to go check, let's look at its picture. So it's picture, okay. If the picture equals, so let's go add an equals check. Okay. If the picture equals, now let's tap in here and go select the tomato picture. So we're basically saying if the obstacle's picture is equal to the tomato picture, then we want to go in there and we want to say game, and we're going to add some score. Now let's go ahead and make that increment it, let's make it 10. Add score of 10 when you collide or overlap with the tomato. Now, once you've overlapped with the tomato, we want the tomato to go away. So let's go add one more line. And in here, we're going to set the X position of the obstacle to be off the screen. So obstacle, go set X. And let's make it minus 150. That'll put it off the screen. That'll make the tomato go away. Now, normally, before we were removing life, so let's go take that remove life code and only do it in the else statement. Let's cut it from here. Okay, and then put it inside the else statement. Uh-huh, paste. Okay, so now we will only remove life if the obstacle wasn't a tomato. Otherwise, we'll do what's in the top part. So let's run that and see what it looks like. Okay, see a tomato coming up. Let's try and get that. Nope. Okay, let's try and get that other one. Gulp. Okay, looks like that's working, and you can see the score going up too. One thing that's nice about changing the way the game is played is that we can make these changes and then go back and change the art and keep the functionality. So let's change the art back to what we had originally, and if you like, you can change it to anything you want. I'm going to go ahead and set the background scene back. It used to be the city background. And I'm going to set the hero, change him back. It was a robot before. And we're going to run that. And we're going to see that we've gone back to our original artwork, but all the functionality that we added, all the customizations are still there. So you can go ahead and make this whatever you like. Change it, change the pictures, upload some new stuff, and customize it. I'm going to leave it as is because I really like robots and I like the city background. But you can customize it and make it yours. Okay, that's it for now. That should give you a bunch of ideas for ways you can add your own style to Jetpack Jumper. If you want help with some of the things I showed here, or if you want more ideas, head over to aka.ms/how-to-customize. And if you really want to take things to the next level, look for a Touch Develop game building course coming soon. You can get more information by going to aka.ms/learnmore. Thanks, and have a ton of fun coding.